entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music and enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Over here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching it because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joey Fatone and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Yay! Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
It's a miracle, a true blue spectacle, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and this is Thanksgiving week, and I just want to tell everyone that you have an amazing day with your family and make memories and just, you know, enjoy each other. And I'm going to play games with my family. We're going to take, you know, all these games that are in the, you know, coffee table, and we're gonna have some fun. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about. And I just want to say, I just want to say I am thankful for my family and my friends, and you know, it's just something from the heart that I just want to just thank God for. I'm grateful for everything that I have. You know, my husband asked me, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I kind of have everything I want, you know, and it's just grateful for what you have. And I'm just waiting for one of my call-ins. In the meantime, I want to introduce who this beautiful lady is and introduce yourself.
Hi, Dawn. My name is Linda Fellows, and I am just visiting tonight because I wanted to, I guess, basically see how things are going in the studio. I am a local real estate agent. I've done a little bit of stand-up around. I did come on your show once before. Yeah.
Oh, with James. Mm-hmm. I remember now. Okay, right.
Show too, yeah.
Right, that's super cool. So this is our beautiful studio that we have, and I'm trying to get her a show here, and I said, you have to put the magical headsets on first.
Yeah,
which makes
different with the headset on.
Makes a big difference. So tell me a little bit about yourself, and what are you thankful for Thanksgiving?
Well, first, I'm thankful for my family. I'm going to be cooking. It was like a spur-of-the-moment decision. We used to go out. My dad's 89. He's coming over. My son, my nephew, and family's kind of scattered around. My mom passed away a few years ago, so it's just kind of, you know, like interesting trying to adjust to that,
right.
You know, celebrating the holidays when somebody's not around, and just been thinking about her a lot.
And that's what's really hard because, you know, we were with family members and, you know, and I knew somebody wasn't going to be lasting long with us last year for Easter. And again, there were the memories of the fun of family getting together. And, you know, I lost my son a year and a half ago. He was 34. I lost my brother at 60 about 2 months ago. And I'll tell you, you just don't know when God's going to call you home. As you know, it's kind of funny. they said, when your house is built in heaven, God calls you home. So anyways, do we have a caller, Bobby?
Yes, with a miracle story here?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that, introduce yourself. Hi, you're live on the air.
Yes, I'm Martha Rowe from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, hi. I want to thank Tara so much for giving the opportunity to tell your miracle story. And if you could do me a favor, tell us, this is about forgiveness that we were going to talk about. And I read your kind of bio. It's pretty powerful. And I don't know how you got through that. And you're going to tell us your story. So take it away.
Well, it was a few years back. I just got a divorce from my husband, and I moved to a small town in Indiana. And during this time, I met a lot of people, you know, a lot of different types of people. And I really was not really... let me put it this way. I really didn't know a lot about mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
I met this person that was schizophrenic.
Can I ask you a question? How did you meet this person? Like, where did you meet this person at?
I worked in a salon, and he come into the salon, and he targeted me right away. So I go into the back room because he was with another lady, and I did not want to make her look bad because it just didn't seem right. Something didn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. And how old was this person, would you say?
He was 28.
Okay. Gotcha.
And the problem of it was he began to stalk me.
Wow. So did he stalk you at work or at home?
He stalked me everywhere.
Oh,
at
everywhere.
At work, at home, everywhere.
Wow.
And at first, I became his friend because I thought he was just trying to be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to, and went along with being his friend, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And the person had, went to school, and he was a track star, all-state track star, and he was headed for the Olympics.
Hmm.
And I was told that he had gotten on drugs at school and became schizophrenic.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know anything about, you know, mental illness, like I said, or anything like that. So... it went on and on, and he would send me, like, big screen TVs, and I would send them back. He would go to my house and get in my mail, and he would try to break into my apartment, and I would call the police, and they'd tell me there was nothing they could do because he hadn't done anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
How long was he stalking you?
It was about... probably about 8 or 9 months.
Wow. Okay.
And this went on and on, and he got to me one day and asked me, would I marry him?
Oh, and wow, that's interesting. Yeah, so that's a, let me, I have my engineer coming in here real quick. So with all of that said, there was something dramatic that happened.
Yes, he asked me to marry him, and I told him, no, I said, you're a nice person and everything, and I had a well-established business, and, you know, and I wasn't really interested in and because he was a little strange, and I wasn't really interested in forming a relationship with anyone.
Oh, I gotcha. Right.
And I told him no, and he said, well, I never lived to see you with nobody else.
Oh, whoa, that's true.
So I said, well, you'll find somebody. You're a nice person. you know, I took it lightly because I wasn't, like I said, I didn't know anything about schizophrenic or anything like that.
You just thought he was being nice and just a nice, you were just being,
yeah,
this, yeah, Southern hospitality, yeah, to somebody that you thought was a nice person. So, and then what happened after that? Then something really, really tragic happened.
Yes. He followed me one night. We having a show because we had a well-established business, so we were having a lot of shows, a lot of hair shows, you know, and we were having a show one night, and he followed me all that evening during the show, and I kept telling him, you know, we're busy, I just want to talk to you. I said, well, I'm sorry, but right now it's not a good time, I'm busy. But I had no idea that he would do anything like he did.
And
so he followed me, and I had to take one of the people home that was a worker. And she said, would you spend the night with me? And because she got to go back in town, which was about 60 miles away. So I did. I went, took her home. He said, I'm going to follow you guys out there to make sure you're getting there okay. And I told her, I said, well, it seemed to be okay. So I followed, he followed us to her house. And for some reason, I would not turn my car off. I wouldn't roll my window down. And I was just sitting there, and he walks over to the car, and he said, I just want to make sure that you guys got here safe. And I said, well, thank you. And, you know, thought that was it. He got back in his car because his car was pulled up right beside mine.
Right.
And but it was just some reason, and I know that was God, that would not let me roll my window down or turn my motor off because he would kill me. And he got back in his car, and I saw him pick up a gun.
Hmm.
And I asked the lady that was with me, I said, what would he be doing with a gun? By the time I said that, he shot me.
Where were you shot?
The bullet went through my shoulder and out my neck.
Mm.
And
how many years ago was this about?
Oh, it's been about 20 years before.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
I didn't know what to do because immediately I was paralyzed on the one side. And I put my foot on the gas, and it was a very small apartment complex. And if I had gone out, I would have missed him.
Mm.
But I was knocked out immediately, but I come right back to. And I was headed to an embankment, so I went around him again. He shot at the lady that was with me, and I pulled my arm up to protect her and got shot again.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
And let me ask you this. How are you doing now, like right now?
God has blessed me tremendously. He has really blessed me. And I think that was because I forgave him.
That's pretty powerful. You know, I mean, I've forgiven family members, you know, they don't talk to you for a year. And then you're like, oh, this is over something nonsense. And then, you know, it just, and you forgive and you let go and you give it to God. And for what you forgave him, that's a big load, you know, off your shoulders. I mean, I know you said you got caught, you were shot in the shoulder, but how is your shoulders and everything doing now?
I'm fine. I work in my salon, and I'm fine. God has really, he really brought me through it.
Amazing. What would you tell other, how is your faith now compared to before?
My faith, because this is the thing. I drove myself to the hospital, which was probably 50 or 60 miles out.
Wow.
I drove to the hospital, paralyzed on one side and shot in the other arm. And I drove myself to the hospital, but the lady that was with me kept telling me, you're going to die. So you need to stop the car because I was just probably driving pretty fast. She said, you need to stop that car because you're going to die anyway. Nobody never lived that way.
She should be saying, in the name of Jesus, you're going to be fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's power not very prayer. Supportive.
Yeah.
But this is what I said to her. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Awesome.
And I would drive a little further, and she would tell me again, because I had a hole in my neck about the size of a silver dollar.
Mm.
And she was looking at that. That's the reason I said you got to look at the promise. You can't look at the problem.
Wow.
And she was looking at the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And every would say that, I never answered her with any earthly answer. I always answered her with the Word of God.
Wow.
Because I knew God.
Have you wrote a book about your life?
That's what I'm trying to do right now. Started. I just haven't finished, but I'm working on it.
Gotcha. I know I have a co-host here tonight. Do you want to ask her anything or anything that comes to mind about her experience?
Well, I did. You know, in a situation like that, it does seem like maybe something stepped in to help out, you know, with this, mm-hmm. the situation. You know, it's like kind of beyond human capacity to be able to.
Really. Because when I got to the hospital, they looked at me. They took one look and called my family in.
Mm.
They were looking at the problem again. But you know what? They took me down to x-ray. And while the guy took, my doctor told me, said, take her to x-ray, I'll be right there. So he took me down, he x-rayed me, and he said, I heard him talking to himself. Because he had set me in the hallway while he read the x-ray. And he said, he was saying to himself, I've never seen anything like this in all my life. He said, I've been a nurse for 30 years, and I've never seen anything like this. So I got a little, afraid. I said, what is it? I said, what are you saying? You know, I was really hysterical at that time. So he said, I'm not allowed to tell you. Your doctor will tell you everything.
Oh,
so he
no.
took me back and he did the x-ray again. He was doing the same thing. He was saying, this is, I've never seen anything like this. He was saying to himself. And so I said, I was really frightened by that time. And I said, sir, I said, please. I said, I'm so afraid. What are you saying? He said, I'm not allowed to tell you everything, but I will tell you this. By hair, that bullet missed your vocal cord.
Wow.
By hair, it missed your heart.
Wow.
And by hair, it missed your lungs. He said, I've never seen anything like that in all my day, but I contribute that to my relationship with God. And as I was driving to the hospital, it was all about God, not about me.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I have a little cold here. And I'm like trying not to cough in your ear or anybody's ear. I know. But what a miracle story that is. And I just wish you much success with your writing of your book. Anything else you want to ask?
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it really does sound like a miracle that you're alive. That's amazing.
Yes, it really is. It really is. But I work myself back up, and I'm back at work. And
take the next step real quick.
Okay.
Introduce her. Her name is Ellen. I have a cough attack.
Sure.
But one other thing. He called me about 5 years ago, and I didn't recognize his voice because it had been that long. And he said, you don't know who this is? And I said, well... No, I don't. And he told me his name, so I knew then. And he said, well, I just called to tell you and ask you to forgive me for what I did to you and your family. He said, I've never had a decent life since I did that. And he said, I just feel like I've asked you for forgiveness. And you know what I told him? I forgave you the day you did it.
Wow, that's powerful. I know we have like 5 minutes left. I have another guest that's on the line. And I want to thank you for sharing your miracle story, especially about forgiveness before Thanksgiving. And it's been a special honor to have you on my show tonight. And thank you so much for calling in.
And thank you for inviting me.
And thank you, Tara, for telling me about you. That's amazing. And just keep us posted with your book.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. And that's what Miracle Stories
is.
Yes, and that's what Miracle Stories is all about. It's helping other people. You know, when my son passed away, I didn't realize how to get through grieving. That's how I started Miracle Stories. And he was only 34, and people were sending me their books about dying and going to heaven and the other way. But it got me through a lot. And to get the word out there, if somebody can help somebody with something, the big thing was forgiveness. And I'll tell you, we had something happen in our family about 2 weeks ago, and it was about forgiveness. And they said, I forgive you. And I'm just astonished in how God is working, and the family is knitting itself back together. And thank you for Pastor Joe, beaminghope.org, because we had a family prayer and said, families come up, and we want to pray for you and your families to get back together. And I'll tell you, it works. And they also have a food pantry and a clothing store. And you can walk in and you need some clothes for work or whatever it is, beaminghope.org. All right, we have a caller on the line. Ellen, are you there?
Hi, how are you, Dawn?
I'm good. I'm trying not to do my coughing here on the air. I have a little head cold, but I'm good. I'm good. Bobby's like, I don't have to bring your water. You brought your own. So tell us what's happening.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. And tell us about what you're doing with this big fashion show.
Yeah, so I wanted to get the word out to everybody. Madeline and I are modeling this weekend on Sunday over in Lakeland at the Women's Center for Diva Style Boutique. It's called Dare to Be Different Hair and Fashion Show. And it is on the 27th from 8 to 11 p.m. All are welcome to come. You can buy the tickets on Eventbrite through Diva Style Boutiques. The fashion show is going to be held at 1515 Williamsburg Square, Lakeland, Florida. And it's going to be a lot of fun. They've got some entertainers. They've got a couple different designers that are going to be there. And we'd hope to see everybody there.
Sounds good. And how much are tickets?
So they start at $25. They do have regular general admission available right now. And they also have VIP tickets and VIP tables. So it's going to be a whole evening of fun.
Oh, super exciting. And you have a blast. I can't wait to see the pictures on Facebook.
I know. We're really excited about it. We went over and did our fitting the other night and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we hope to see everybody out there. And if you don't make it, to hop on our Facebook pages under Madeline Mommy Show, and you'll get to see the interview that Madeline just did with Miss Diva Style herself. And then the photos will be popping up on the Lasting Impressions by Nicole page.
Awesome. I know we got to go, Ellen, but thank you so much. God bless you. I'll see you soon.
Okay. I love you. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, one more thing. I have to tell everybody, we have a minute and a half. SunKissCharters.com. We have a 37-foot endeavor. Up to 6 people, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. Bring your own food, your own drinks. And guess what? We have a 28-foot pontoon boat that will be up on sunkisscharters.com. And it is decorated like a Santa sleigh with reindeer in the front. And guess what? Santa is going to be driving. So that is $350 for 3 hours. And we're going to have hot chocolate. And oh, it's going to be so much fun. So sunkisscharters.com. I'll be putting those new pictures up in the next 2 days. And everyone, have an amazing Thanksgiving. God bless you. And remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch what happens. And in case you wake up in the middle of the night, you can't sleep, don't go to the refrigerator. Just start praying. I'm Dawn Reese. I'll see you next week with Hollywood Connection. Bye, everybody.
Everyone looks the same.
another special. I'm super excited to have Lisa V. And I have to read this. She sent it to me. It says, Love Thy Neighbor Ribbon Cutting Event. RSVP to timbchamber.org. And it's join us to celebrate the Love Thy Neighbor New Pantry located at 913 72nd Street North St. Petersburg and next to the Pexley Pelican Brew Pub. Wednesday, November 30th from 8 to 5 p.m. Ribbon cutting is at 5:15. Networking and food and drink at the Pesky Pelican to follow. Love Thy Neighbor is not for the profit, and it is not for the profit, and aids disabled veterans and the elderly and other need. Usually if I'm cutting a commercial, I get about four takes. Sometimes I do like take one, like you, Lisa. Are you there?
Right. Yes, I'm here. How are you? Thank you, Dawn, for announcing that, because I keep forgetting I can't put my phone on speaker, so I wouldn't be able to read the text message. So thank you. You did a great job for letting everybody know about Love Thy Neighbor. And the great thing about Joanne Brocchio and her not-for-profit, she will clean cancer patients' houses for free.
Wow.
She started her not-profit because two members of her family passed from cancer, and she remembered it was really bad at the end of it that she, that they wanted their, you know, the little things we take for granted, like a clean house, because they just don't have the strength from the chemo or the radiation to do so. But she does amazing, amazing work. And this pantry is for anybody who needs help. You just have to have an ID, and that's it. And you get help. So
wow.
I'm excited to be part of that.
I just want to tell you, I have to tell the world, because you are doing some extra Uber drive on the side, and you have a Tesla, and I love it. You're doing Tesla testimonies, and let me know when you want to talk about that as well, because I think it's very important before the holidays. You're saving souls Uber driving on the side.
Yeah, it's sort of funny. I'm known as the Testimony Tesla or the Holy Ghost Uber, and it's just crazy how I never thought God would use me, and sometimes He'll prompt me, say this to the person, and the look on their face when they realize there's no way I should have known that. And, you know, you're talking, by the time we finish, you know, I read the, you know, salvation prayer with them, and we're, you know, holding hands, and, you know, a lot of them, Holy Spirit will hit them, and they'll start crying, and they literally say, you know, three other Uber drivers canceled. I was supposed to get you. Like, it's just crazy, because sometimes they just look at me and they're so taken back. I said, look, trust me, I don't want to do this either, but I have to be obedient to God. And He says, say this, I got to say it. But it's crazy, because I've been so blessed to meet a lot of people that just need to hear about, you know, Jesus Christ. And they always knew He was there. And the more we talked, the more I realized that God was making sure that I use my testimony and what I've been through, because, you know, you and I met at our church, Beaming Hope, down there in Largo. And, you know, it's crazy how you just, you know, you're told to do things, and we're supposed to be obedient. And sometimes I won't say something, and then God will say, I told you to say this, you know. So, but, you know, that's where I'm at on this. And I know I have people that have called in who have been in my Uber, because sometimes I don't even believe it's real, but I know it is, because I'm able to, you know, change lives.
Yes, take it away, Lisa.
Through God, of course.
Exactly. Take it away. I know there are three callers on the line. Take it away, Lisa.
Yeah. Hey, Rico.
Yes, ma'am. How are we doing today?
Hi, how are you tonight? I'd like you to please tell the listeners, you know, how you felt, you know, once you opened the door, and, you know, just literally, you know, telling your testimony from, you know, inside of Tesla.
Right. So, first of all, it was an honor to meet and to have a close friend like Lisa. Like I said, I'm young, so I consider her as a mentor, so to speak. But, yeah, it's just like, the first time I met her, I was on my way home from work, and somebody suggested me to her. And she was just talking with the presence of God, and I have never, ever met anybody like that or felt any kind of spiritual presence like that before as I did with her. in that one seating. I only met her for 30 minutes, and we were sitting outside my home for an hour just talking. I was like, I don't want to be away from you. Like, I just want to hug you. I don't even know you, but I just want to hug you. But the first thing she did was she said, I'm going to get you a Bible. She told me her testimony, and that's what gave me hope. Like, there's room for me.
How was your faith before that? Like, before you stepped into the Tesla testimonies?
So I was in a dark place. I was practicing voodoo, actually, and I was trying to get all these answers from the spiritual world. And when she stepped in my life, it's kind of like everything cleared up. She's like, no, trust me, I've been in your shoes. Go read my books. Everything that you've been through, I've been through worse. So after she just told me that, I'm like, okay, well, it took for me to hear her testimony just to put faith in God and to keep moving on with my life and don't put your faith in man.
Powerful. Ooh. Lisa. That is powerful.
Well, I laugh because I really never thought like God would use me. Like, I'm still like in awe that he literally, you know, helps me bring people to the kingdom. Like, it's just like it's crazy.
Wow. And here he is now. Did you know him before?
Never. Oh, wow. Right, Rico? That was the first time we met.
Yeah, not from a can of paint. I did not know this woman at all. And I can tell you that I'm blessed. I am honestly blessed to have her in my life through a reference from my actually mom. So, yeah, it's just been honestly great knowing her. And then every chance that I get, I'll talk to her. She'll come pick me up. I can't wait to buy her lunch at the Columbia. Like I said, so wow. Whatever she wants, she can get for me.
Have
like
you
I
found
said,
a good church?
She's an amazing woman, and I have her back no matter what, and I want to see her do great, and she's going to get great blessings throughout her life.
Well, Rico, have you found a good church to land in?
I have not, honestly, no.
And what area?
Oh, he knows. I told him about Beaming Hope. I said, that's okay. We're going to get you there because he does live in Tampa. But I said, that's okay. We'll figure out. We'll get you there.
Can I tell you, there's more miracles happening, and I can't explain it. God can. Beaminghope.org. And people are, like Pastor Joe said, tumors are falling off of people. Cancer is being healed. There's something happening
in this church.
The lady
Sunday with the brace who couldn't walk, I got all that on video, and I told her when I saw her, I said, my pastor, God's going to show up and heal you today. This is going to be off of you. You're going to take this stuff off. And she did. That was the most awesome thing ever.
I know. And that's awesome. I know Bobby's giving me, you have two more callers on the line. And any last words, the two of you?
He just changed my life too.
So I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. I just want to know that she's going to continue to do great things in her life, and especially in mine, too. Thank you for changing. And if I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, I honestly do love you, Lisa. And whatever you want, I promise you I'll do it for you. Thank you for thank you for picking up that ride.
I feel the same. I feel the same.
Wow.
Well, I love you, Mom, and I hope you have a good night. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, you
okay?
too, sweet pea.
I will drop in the church sometime this month, okay? Or next month.
Yes, you will.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I love you. I'll see you soon, okay?
All right, love you too. Good night.
Bye.
What a miracle story that is. You never know.
Crazy. That's,
and you have another caller, Lisa. Go ahead.
I do. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Is Faith on the line?
Yes.
Faith is not on
Shane
the line.
Shane and Joe.
Oh, Shane and Joe. Okay. All right. Joe, you're going to finish the show. Shane, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, Shane and I have another Holy Ghost story, but it's with hot sauce. And what's funny is the person that introduced me to Rico is the owner of the establishment that he was at that I brought hot sauce to. But go ahead, Shane, you can take it away and just tell what happened that day.
I will tell the best I can. I am not a talker. I am a listener and always a helper that way, but let me see what I can do here.
You
so I'm at I'm at this restaurant, and I'm sitting in minding my own business, and I just got done working out, lifting weights and stuff, and just trying to get a quick meal and relax. And, of course, this person by the name of Lisa V, the real Lisa V, comes walking up to me, and I didn't see any conversations going on beforehand, but she come walking up to me and asked me if I work out. And I looked straight up at her, eyes to eyes, not smiling, and said, no. Mind you, I am a little bit of, my nickname is the giant killer on the stage. I do bodybuilding. So I am a little person, but good size and muscle and stuff. And she got a little bit confused, bewildered. The look on her face was spectacular. So yeah, she took a couple steps back and then went, I apologize. I don't know. I know many people and I know her very well now, and nobody shuts her up because she knows how to talk. Yet the look on her face and the silence in her voice, I locked her down.
Yep.
So, anyway, I told her I was just kidding, and we started talking. She's a bodybuilder promoter on top of everything else that she promotes about God. It is so amazing. And to this day, I've been going to church pretty much all my life. I do children's ministry on the side for help every single Sunday. Love doing it. But what I get out of her is totally a blessing of more faith than I already had. So I enjoy spending time and talking with her. And that's my story.
Well, Lisa, yeah. Is that the Shane that I met?
Yes, this is Shane, yes. Who drove your boat. Yes,
oh! That's Shane. Well, we're giving testimonies.
He is muscular, isn't he? Yes,
I thought so.
He's extremely muscular.
So can you just give us a quick testimony what you thought of Sunkissed Charters and what you learned from a major captain from many years?
This is so cool.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this story you guys are going to love. I have never, I've driven a boat, but not a sailboat. This is new to me. And so the captain is telling me to go ahead and grab the wheel. And I'm like, all of this wheel? This wheel is bigger than me. So he's like, just sit back, grab the wheel, and just listen to what I have to say. And of course, he's jumping around the boat, going and putting up the sails and moving this way and that way. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot of work. This is heavier than a gym workout. But I'm watching him, and he goes, just steer the boat. Now I got something to tell you. This is something I've told somebody else, and if you listen well, you're going to know how to do this boat. You'll steer this boat. Just listen. Tells me to close my eyes. I close my eyes, like I'm not going to see where I'm going. He goes, close your eyes. I want you to feel where that wind is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Which way is it coming? Which way is it going? Now turn your head just a little. You see how it tips the tip of your nose? Now come back. And how does that feel? Where do you feel that on your cheek? So he goes, look back straight forward. And I'll feel the waves. Now which way are you going? And he says, follow that wind. Follow that feel. And that's what he had me do. And this is my first time.
And the people on the boat were like,
I was driving the boat. Of course, there's somebody below. Who was that? Somebody below going, Shane, what are you doing with your eyes closed? You're driving a boat.
And I'm going, watch out for the crab traps.
Yes.
Crab traps, all that stuff.
Sister-in-law, Lena. Lena told him, hey, Shane, what are you doing with your eyes closed?
That's amazing. Well, I want to thank you for that. That's sunkisscharters.com plug. And that's Lisa's half hour with me. And Lisa, that's a credit to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So, Shane, it's been a pleasure. We have 10 minutes left. And any other last words between you and Lisa?
All that, I'm just grateful for the fact that she comes, picks me up. We go for a long walk. We walk the pier. And she keeps me in check. Like, even though I'm very Christian, we all need that best friend.
Yeah, that's true. Same here. Like we keep both of our, we help each other stay focused on God, and we just let God control whatever we do, whatever we say. And it's just funny because it's just when you realize, wow, somebody's struggling because, you know, we're both single, and you can't be, in this day and age, being single and Christian, it's not the popular, you know, group of people, and you try to explain what that means, and then you aren't dating. And it's just really nice because it's a true godly relationship, and he's a man, and he's like my best friend, and it's just like so awesome. And I make a joke, I said it all started with hot sauce, like it's just so funny.
Oh yeah, I forgot that part.
Right, I was delivering hot sauce, or I would not have been there that day. Like God put me there at that exact time.
So that chapter, Lisa, will be that chapter in your book will be called Hot Sauce.
Hot sauce, exactly. That's what I told him. I said, you're hot sauce. He did. I said that. That's your chapter in the book is hot sauce.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Shane, it's been a pleasure. I know we have one more guest, and it goes so fast. Lisa, take it away.
I know.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Shane.
Thank you.
All righty. This next person who should be on, we have a story to where I knew something that only him and his wife and his mom were privy, and I shouldn't have known that. I said to him, look, I roll with God, and God will give me messages. And I think we were 10 minutes into a conversation, and we both, from the minute we said hello, we could feel the Holy Spirit like literally all over us, to the point that we would just start chuckling because we couldn't believe like how strong the Holy Spirit was. And I joke with him because I was like, I got to call you Jay because my ex-husband's name is Joe. So it's really hard for me to say your name, but you know, I love you anyways. Joe Gallagher, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, so is Zolik. Me and Zolik are together right now.
Amen. Oh, he was in the heat too. He knows.
Tesla testimonies, right? This is Tesla testimonies. We got some testimonies for you.
Yes, you do.
Lisa V, no. She knows.
Yep. I said things that, yeah, I remember that trip. I sure did. I'm the white lady, and I guess Faith must be working because I tried to get a hold of her. But, Bobby, if Dawn, Bobby, if you could please play the email I sent you. This is Faith explaining the testimony Tesla with me that day with Joe and
recorded. Oh, you got Faith recorded?
I do.
Yes.
She sent me a recording. Wait till you hear this.
Yes. I know it's real.
This comes from Joe.
I know it's real.
So.
Ready? All right, here we go.
Thank you.
My Holy Ghost interaction with Miss Lisa Lee.
I see.
First, prior to meeting her, I had a dream of a white lady saving me. A white lady. I didn't even think white people believed
that. Of course it's not playing. I can't believe this is amazing testimony.
Okay, so.
I know she got it.
It's playing, it's playing.
We were just
next day, on the way to Florida, wrote down.
Who shout out to Faith.
Well.
A white lady. Because I asked God to show me that he was
right now.
It's playing right now. Just
he sent her.
Oh no!
And when he sent her, I immediately knew that it was him.
Hold on. Let me play it a different way here, so that we can.
He was all there.
So that we could. Give me 2 minutes.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll explain. Go ahead. Why don't you do this, Joe and Zolik? You explain. You know, in 2 minutes, like what you felt in the car.
All right. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of emotion, a whole lot of lessons to be learned, so many experiences and hurdles that we overcame in that car. We against odds, we defeated the enemy with prayer and meditation and coming together as a unit. In that car, we were able to defeat the enemy, accomplish the mission, and get home safe.
Hallelujah.
And meet another anointed person, Lisa, the real Lisa V.
Thank you.
thank God to Dawn Reese. And just thank God all the way around the board. Thank God for Dawn Reese.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Seriously. We would never have known each other, and I wouldn't be on the radio.
Yes, Joe has
a
record label.
Yes, I have a record label, international record label, and publishing company and talent agency. If you have talent.
And Zolik is one of your artists.
And Zolik is one of our frontline artists. He is international. He's on the top right now and doing amazing things. Just came out with his new tequila. Just came out with his new energy drink, and he's doing amazing things.
That's awesome. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Joe. I know we have 6 minutes left, and I know Lisa needs to get that other testimony out there, and Bobby got it all ready to roll.
I do.
And we're ready. Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
We're ready.
My Holy Ghost interaction with Miss Lisa Lee. First, prior to meeting her, I had a dream of a white lady saving me. A white lady. I didn't even think white people believed in God as much as black people. Let's start right there. Okay, so. Next day, on the way to Florida. Wrote down, who come save me? Oh, white lady. Because I asked God to show me that he was in this situation with me, and he sent her. And when he sent her, I immediately knew that it was him. The conversation, the Holy Spirit, it was all there. Chill bumps off the back, every conversation. When I went to sleep and I prayed, it brought back to my remembrance, that's that white lady in my dream. Chills. I am filled with joy and I am so grateful. Everything I was asking God to send me answers, he sent her to give me confirmation. She don't know me from a can of paint. And like I said, I didn't think white people believed in God as much as black people. But he sent me her. He sent me to her. And God is just awesome. And that's just how I went. And I really am so grateful. And everybody down here is waiting to meet this white lady. And I can't wait.
Wow, that's beautiful. And there's going to be more Tesla testimonies. And Lisa, you have a couple of minutes left. Any last words? And if you all want to give what you're thankful for.
Well, I mean, I'm thankful that God allows U-turns. I'm very thankful that God, I fail him constantly, and he never stops loving me. He never stops showing me there was a purpose, you know, for your pain. Most of it was because you didn't listen to me, but I still never left you. And the more that you get closer to God, the more that you realize a lot of relationships that you held on to, you held on to them against God. And if you... I mean, I've lost people of 30 years in my life and gone, wow, why are you removing them, God? And God's like, because they were 30 years too long in your life. Like, it's crazy how God will literally show you what to do if you listen. It may not always be what you want, but he will talk to you. Like, I literally, he tells me what to say in this car. And like,
he spoke to you through faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. And beamandhope.org is an amazing church. Hey,
Faith is on the phone right now.
Oh, Faith is on the phone?
Like, she can hear you.
Oh, okay, good. Faith. She can hear us. Well, like I said, she'll never understand how much she, like, everybody who says, wow, you know, God told you to say this. Well, it goes both ways because it shows that, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, like, have I lost my mind because I keep telling people stuff? But God's like, nope, you haven't lost your mind. I'm just using you. And a lot of people say because of the fact that, you know, they get in the car and because I'm like energetic and bubbly, it's a different feeling in this Tesla. I have people go, I take 20 Teslas a week and this is the first time I've ever felt like this. And I'm just, I'm so grateful that, you know, Faith said what she said, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's a testimony, and that's how you were able to have us on your show, Dawn, was, you know, testimony Tesla. These are showing that God exists, and you do miracle stories, you know?
That sounds like a TV show, yeah. Lisa.
Hey.
It sounds like a whole
lot.
Here
we are.
It does.
It's amazing. Dawn, you've come up with some such creative concepts for all kinds of things. I mean, from beauty pageants to everything. You know what you do. You know what I mean? And, like, I got to commend you. I really do. From one creator to another, I got to commend you for all the hard work that you put in. And for the artists and models and actresses, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that. And it's so funny because I came after work and I was supposed to have my crown and sash for the Miss Tourism pageant tonight, and it's Miss Sunshine State. So I'll have that on next week, but I thank you for that. And you guys are amazing.
You're
Lisa,
welcome.
You got 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, Dawn, I just, like I said, that day that I met you at Beaming Hope Church, I mean, I literally, you had no idea the vision that I had. And it's just, I will never forget when everybody said, oh, she's on the radio, you're a singer, maybe you're supposed to be on there. And I, like, had to grab the pew because I was like, what is going on here? Like, just, ladies, get out of my head. And then you turned and you're like, oh, you're a singer? You want to be on my
but
show?
But you also, but Lisa,
you know,
you also have a title and you've been on many red carpet events and met many stars.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us your title.
Kim Coates, William Fichtner at the same night, Lou Gossett Jr., oh my gosh, who, like, oh God, the Comic-Con, like, we've been everywhere. The Shark Festival thing that was at the, amphitheater area, but yeah, like, I literally, my crown and sash has...
And give us your title, we have 15 seconds, what's your title?
I am Miss International Latina Reporter.
There you go. Another Miracle Story half hour with Lisa V, Tesla Testimonies. You never know who's going to pick you up in her Tesla and give you a testimony. I'm Dawn Reese, we'll see you next week with more Miracle Stories.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.